Good morning. Joining us on the line, as he did yesterday, is Congressman Paul Tonko from the Capital Region, Democrat at the National Convention, the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. Thanks again for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. It's great to be with you and your listeners.
Well, let's start with what many are calling one of the greatest speeches of his presidency, President Obama, on the stage last night at the DNC. What did you make of that speech?
I thought the speech was powerful, and to be in the midst of that crowd, people responded tremendously well to it, and I think it was one of the president's best speeches that he's given to a crowd like that, and I think it spoke volumes of what we're looking for here. What we need to do is define this election by those who have had the experience, those who have proven themselves as champions, as the president kept mentioning, not for the the faint of heart, but for those champions that have entered the arena, have absorbed all the pressures of that arena, all of the challenges, and to have risen through a work-life career of service to the general public, allowing, for human rights and civil rights and so many opportunities to be achieved because of the works of our Secretary of State. So I thought he made just a strong case for why she is the only qualified person. And I think that was the theme throughout the evening, looking at the great opportunity we have here to elect experience and someone who's has a proven record of service to the country.
And as the Democrats try to unify and talk about inclusivity in this country, what about the symbolism of having the first black president standing with the potentially first woman president?
It's back-to-back chapters of breaking that ceiling. And, to have elected our first president of color and to now have a major party select a woman as their candidate are history marks that are written into our American story. And I think that that will charge the emotion of this election. But, it has to be decided beyond emotion. It needs to be looked at as an academic exercise. We've made great progress coming back from a recession, growing the private sector job rate out there over the last several years since March of 2009. And now we need to continue with that work and strengthen the household income, making certain that sound-paying jobs are the goal of the day, so to speak.
We are hearing now that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo will be addressing the Democratic National Convention this evening. We don't have a time yet, Congressman, but what about the idea that a lot of people looked to former Governor Mario Cuomo, his father, for that inspiration in 1984? What do you see as Governor Cuomo's role tonight?
Well, I think the speeches have been so inspirational, and I don't think our governor amiss on that mark. I think that what we have here is a case that's been made through this convention of why not only Hillary Clinton is a strong candidate, but the much more qualified candidate. The efforts here have been to speak with a spirit of opportunity and enthusiasm and optimism. And I think that's been achieved. There's been a great coming together with the Bernie forces and the Hillary forces. I think we're going to see this convention close today on a high note, one that has that offers the country someone who has had a track record of service over the decades to strengthening the human causes out there. And I think the governor's speech will reflect that.
Finally, I know you're going to have a busy day today, but give us a sense of what you're doing today at the Democratic National Convention.
Well, we've got a number of things. I'm going to a service that they're having at one of the local churches. I think that that's being offered for the winning campaign. I don't know if any of the principals will be there. I'm guessing we might see Vice President candidate, Senator Kaine there. And then a number of forums. Yesterday we worked on some energy forums and Alzheimer's forums. Today we'll have some additional work done on developing the message and the substance of that message that will keep us busy most of the day. And then mid-afternoon we head towards the Wells Fargo Arena for the final series, the final stage this evening. But it's going to, I think, cast a tremendous bit of energy upon the arena, and you're going to see us ready to go out there and bring the case to the American people. And, you know, I thought Mayor Bloomberg saying that, you know, we can't afford to go to risky, radical, or reckless as a choice. This was the mayor's words. You know, these were the mayor's words. And, you know, he said, let's make this choice out of love of country. This is a very important decision to make. You know, of course, every election is. But we're at a very strong and important decision here that speaks to our participation in an innovation economy. And, you know, just the fact that the other candidate has said he made a fortune by using debt, those are his words. Trump's words, that he made a fortune by using debt. He's not afraid of it. Well, his proposal that he outlined to the convention in Cleveland was that he would grow debt because he would reduce taxes for everyone, including over $1 million per on average for the most for the ultra wealthy in our society, and increase spending that wasn't really laser sharp in its focus. I think that kind of risky, radical, reckless behavior in the terms of Mayor Bloomberg would bring down this economy. And just the cavalier attitude of how he addresses our international relationships is cause enough for, uncertainty there and concern about that candidacy.
We've been speaking with New York Congressman Paul Tonko from New York's 20th District. And what a pleasure, and we can't tell you enough how much we appreciate you taking the time out from Philadelphia to join us and tell us about what your thoughts are.
Well, it's my pleasure, my honor, and I, again, want to share with people that this has been upbeat, optimistic, unlike what we saw in Cleveland, which I think was quite dark. It was a very dismal outcome, and I think we've got a huge contrast here, one that speaks to growing the next chapters of this country.
Paul Tonko, thank you.
Oh, my pleasure.